From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As French President Emmanuel Macron ended a three-day U.S. state visit Wednesday, he said he expects President Donald Trump to reimpose sanctions on Iran, effectively pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. While professing to have no inside information, the French leader said listening to his American counterpart leads him to believe Mr. Trump doesn't seem eager to defend the deal. In early remarks to a joint meeting of Congress, Mr. Macron, advocating a new deal that encompasses concerns not addressed in the original agreement, urged the U.S. not to abandon it.
We signed it at the initiative of the United States. We signed it, both the United States and France. That is why we cannot say we should get rid of it like that.
He spoke of the pillars of his proposed new deal.
The substance of the existing agreement, the post-2025 period, in order to be sure that we will never have any nuclear activity for Iran. The containment of the military influence of the Iranian regime in the region, and the monitoring of ballistic activity.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to urge Mr. Trump to remain in the Iranian pact when she visits the White House Friday. Several thousand South African Union members marched in Johannesburg Wednesday, protesting a proposed national minimum wage they call inadequate. Andre Adams is with the Union Provincial Secretary.
We think any minimum wage must be at a living wage level, and that 20 rand an hour clearly is not at a wage level.
The hourly minimum wage was approved in November, meant to be introduced May 1st. Supporters said it reduces inequality and stimulates growth. Critics say it'll lead to more unemployment. This is VOA News. The two Korean leaders are preparing for a historic summit Friday at the Truce Village, Panmunjom, and will be a key indicator how serious North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is at preparing to denuclearize. John DeLurie is an associate professor at South Korea's Yonsei University.
So you do have to begin with dialogue, and with North Korea, you have to talk to the top. But, of course, the key thing is to move from the dialogue into concrete action. We'll see what they come out of the summit with in terms of their words, but I would also look for those words to turn into real deeds in the period after the summit.
DeLurie said Kim is a different kind of leader than his father or grandfather. Whether his statements about denuclearization are sincere will not really be known, he said, until he meets with President Donald Trump. International donors meeting in Brussels have pledged more than $4 billion in humanitarian aid for Syria and countries sheltering refugees, but the pledges are significantly below the more than $7 billion the UN had sought. Ursula Muller, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council.
The Brussels conference showed the clear resolve of the international community to place Syria at the top of their agenda and to ensure that immediate life-saving assistance is available to all in need. However, those commitments must now turn into concrete action.
She said after 7 years of war, the needs of the Syrian people have never been greater. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the legality of President Donald Trump's travel ban, limiting people from several mostly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. over security concerns. Solicitor General Noel Francisco represented the administration.
This is not a so-called Muslim ban. If it were, it would be the most ineffective Muslim ban that one could possibly imagine, since not only does it exclude the vast majority of the Muslim world, it also omits three Muslim-majority countries that were covered by past orders, including Iraq, Chad, and Sudan.
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts, a ruling in the case by the High Court expected by the end of June. A Turkish court Wednesday sentenced 14 staff members of an opposition newspaper to prison terms ranging up to 7.5 years on terrorism charges. They are charged with supporting the network of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating the 2016 failed coup, a charge he denies. Chinese telecom giant Huawei faces a new legal hurdle in the U.S. operation. New York prosecutors said they're investigating whether the company violated U.S. sanctions toward Iran. After sharp losses sustained Tuesday, U.S. stocks managed to eke out modest gains Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones closing up nearly 60 points to 24,083. Meanwhile, plane maker Boeing reported a surge in first quarter profits, lifting its first full year earnings forecast with higher commercial plane deliveries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Dialogue in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on this great show, we have a young and dynamic lady, and she has a Sierra Leonean and Gambian background. But I say she's a Sierra Leonean, and she says, I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Gambian. But hey, she will tell you more about that. And that is Sarah Musa. She's going to be my guest on the show, so stay tuned. I'll be introducing her later on this great show. But now let's start the ball rolling today from Sierra Leone, and we play music by Master Lord Mo, and this one is called Chief the Sleep with Chief in Wef. The chief is asleep, and we stole his wife. Wow. And right after that, to Liberia's Kobazi in Daja, and Go Down by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man. All coming to you right on the African beat, but let's start off with Sierra Leone's Lord Mo in Chief the Sleep We Teeth in Wet.
I hope you know the chief I mean, eh?
I mean chief or bad. Now chief go send him, he can go France. Now chief go send him, he can go Germany, Germany. Yeah. With the poor one day, with the suffer for water.
Ordinary water.
With the poor one day, eating all day for it.
She starting all day for it.
Donation. We don't know somebody. Rihanna, sorry, we not receive the money. For them buy a mineral, now them pocket, then the boom boom, now they left them party dust. Yes, now them kind people now want make we put back. If we put them, I swear we go broke back. We go broke like them 2-3 side bars. Make we conscious, now the time this. I repeat, now the time this.
African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The music just turns me on.
I'm on board with the Lama Swat. Come on and go chill. wonder party. I need a party. On the sofa, it's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I will kiss your lips, yeah. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling you, the way you just kissing me.
Omubiri kuwenti nibyo bya fresh Hagati yacu nta distance Tumizi chushaka chose kandi kesh Wanyita king wandara Fati chushaku me facture Reka na nindagara Fati findi shura byose sur Ubuzima ni bugufi Feeling a fresh muri Gucci Umuziki ni nk'umuti Chakazu cheze gicharutsi Kinaba piga magudoi Nyega nyega mpaka wansi Habavuga ni bavuge Bakuziza kuzi mcho badazi Slay baby girl slay You don't have to care about what they say Be slay baby girl slay Twikute seburi wese
by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man, and right before that was Daja by the young rising Kubazi of Liberia, and Chief the Sleep with Tiffin Weth by Master Lord Moore of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. And remember, when I come back, my guest for today is the young Sarah Musa, and she'll be telling you all about what she does. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
The African beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back. If you've just joined me, you are listening to your greatest African music show on your airwaves. And I said earlier that my guest today is Sarah Musa. And Sarah is a young African-American, parents from Sierra Leone and the Gambia. And she is doing a whole lot of work back there in the Gambia. And that is why we have her on the show today. And she's got a non-profit organization that she'll be telling you about. Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. What does that mean? But let's go over to Sarah now, and welcome to the African Beat, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
So Sarah, now, what is Prospect in Mommy's Tummy?
Definitely a great question. It's a nonprofit foundation that I founded back in 2014, and the objective of the organization is to help break the cycle of poverty through assisting underprivileged children and expectant women.
Okay, so but people want to say, how can I understand what's the meaning of that sentence? What's the meaning of that title? Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. I know you're trying to break the cycle of poverty, but how can you relate that to...
Absolutely, definitely. So from our logo, our picture, the logo has a picture of a pregnant lady and the baby has a graduation cap and a diploma. So through our organization, we're really saying that kids have great potential, and when we invest in them, they'll do great things.
Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago have you been doing this?
About 4 years now. Right.
All right. That is our guest for today, Sarah. You see, she's just 24 years old. And she's thinking about the newborn baby that is coming into this world straight from mommy's tummy. And that child is supposed to be a prospect for the future. Okay, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We bring you Sarah later on again. But let's take a cool music now from the Gambia, where Sarah has got a school. And we'll be talking about that later on. But we'll take this music now. It's called Bijir Bajar by Oboy and Gambian Child, featuring Bai Badu, all from the Gambia. Let's enjoy this one. And when we come back, our guest will be right here.
Bajaru,
Defuni manu, kala jengenji.
Abigiri bajaru,
gis xamna digi tank am akut kawar gambian jail xale bi ñun duñ sa morom di nga songa dalay reey ku degi li amna borom
babu na fi ko dowul ma jëlus ak yi bo hayen di bayna bi jamanu jamani di mo ak yi bo hayen di bayna
abi giri bayaru abi giri bayaru
defuni manu kale jengeng
abi giri bayaru abi giri bayaru
defuni manu kale jengeng
abi giri bayaru
dale mandolo mi kulimandangulu say bom bindi da ma way
hey funte goti beso fa xole de fi ku fi do fa xale yi sa jeex day jeex ñu ñoy boss ñoy son ay cos yu weer xale sa xale ya mak sa mak ye tay mu neex
akata ay mula bu man ba dus ko kanu babu o wem ko dal gani
hey
babu o wem ko dal gani
dafo
babu o wem ko dal gani
ku degg
Bajar, Oh Boy and Gambian Child featuring Bai Badu from the Gambia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And our guest on the show today is young Sarah Musa, who's based here in the United States of America. And Sarah, what and what are you doing in the Gambia?
Yes, so in the Gambia, through the organization Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, the nonprofit that I founded, what we're doing is recently we just opened a nursery school to help ensure that more girls will have the opportunity to go to school. That's a passion of mine. I've had that passion for girls' education since high school. And in addition to building a school, the organization also helps pregnant women by donating to the underprivileged mothers baskets that contains baby items.
And you know, when I look at you, I say as young as you are, 24 years old, at a time like this, you should be enjoying your youth, you know, thinking about how to take care of yourself, doing all those beautiful makeups, you know, enjoying your life. But you decided to spend your time helping young girls and pregnant women. Why?
I think that that's a passion that I've had since high school. And I think that in order for change to happen, we really do need to put in the action to it. And so through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, it really is just a goal to really ensure that girls are given the voice and the opportunity to be able to advance in life, because there's so much potential that girls have in them. And when they're given the chance to go be in the classroom setting to learn, they'll be able to do so much more. So through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, we hope to not only ensure that girls are given an education in addition to boys, we also hope to ensure that clinics will be built in the future with the availability of funding. As of right now, we are limited to our activities due to the fact that we don't have like major sponsors or we don't have donors. My parents are the ones putting in the majority of their funding.
I was just
going
to come to that.
Right.
Are you working?
I'm not. Our parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funds in there to help the organization.
And so how do you hope to continue with this when it is the spending or the sponsoring is just coming from your parents?
Absolutely. So we are hoping that the word will get out there, because in order for change to occur, more people need to be aware of the vision of the organization. So we're hoping that through this interview and other interviews, people will be aware of the work that we're doing, and together we can all make a difference to help ensure that lives will be changed.
And right now you are constructing the permanent school, the new school, right?
You're right, yep.
And how is that going?
Right now, my parents, they bought a piece of land in Lamine, the Gambia, and we already have a temporary location that they built a house there. And so that temporary location is where the school is currently being housed. And in that same compound, we have a construction going on, and my parents have put in the resources to be able to help build a school there. And with the availability of funding and donors, we'll be able to actually finish the building and hold more students.
All right. When we come back, we'll be saying thank you to Mommy and Daddy for that. But let's enjoy some good music. Sarah Musa is my guest on the African Beat today, and you've heard her. She's just 24. She's not just thinking about herself. She's not just thinking about the next clothes she's going to wear or the next shoe she's going to buy. She's thinking about how young girls can get education. She's thinking about how pregnant women that are less privileged can be able to deliver well. She's taking gifts of baskets to them in the hospital. So what can you do? How can you help? How can you come on board? What is your vision? That's what we're talking about today right here on the African Beat. But let's go back to music. Remember, it's the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play music from across the continent. Mona Lisa is done for us by Godwin from Ghana. That's what we're going to play next. So enjoy it. And when we come back, we'll take Sarah Musa again, our guest. Mona Lisa right now.
Ciao.
Ivan on the beat.
Sexy Mona Lisa, you dey use me to play. Now you rock on my way. I will lucky win a miss today. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl. A real player, big enough a style. Be na play with the girl, them way no like me. And me na one fear club. You see some girls, some girls, some girls, some girls in love. They think of them up return. And them studio in a line, yeah. And if you love your man, and deep, never stress man for a longer, longer time. Tap the commentary. If you love it, one feed for another time. And if you love your man, and never stress man for a longer, longer time. Stop the commentary. If you love it, one feed for another time. Yeah. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl.
Mona Lisa by Godwin of Ghana. That was a beautiful song there. And you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting from Washington, D.C., Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the world news. Now, we're back to you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your message to young girls like you, you know, who are out there? And seeing you doing this kind of thing, mm-hmm. But when you look at them, sometimes it is difficult for them to mm-hmm. have the same opportunity as you.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your message to them? And even those who are adults that will be listening to you right now, what would be your message?
I would say it all starts by believing in yourself. Realize that you do have the potential to make a change. And it starts out right at home. You can start out in your community and start making a change there. And eventually, just keep on expanding that, and you'll keep on changing the lives of those around you.
And what would be your message to your mom and dad? Because they've been putting in the bulk of the money. And remember, they have your school to take care of. And now they're helping you also to help other children. What would be your special message to them?
I'm very grateful to my parents for all the support that they've showed to me all throughout the years. And I'm very thankful for all that they've done. to not only make my vision come alive, but to also help others' visions come alive too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you.
Whenever you have something new coming up, and let us know, we'll call you back here because we want to know how that school is coming up.
Absolutely.
And we want to know how the kids are doing.
Thank you so very much.
All right. That was my guest today, Sarah Musa, the founder and CEO of Prospects in Mommy's Tummy. That's a non-profit organization. And also, she has built a school in the Gambia helping young girls, little children, grow up in that kind of environment where they'll be able to go to school. And Sarah will also like to say very special thanks to the Cloud Break Foundation for supporting PIMT in the United States over the years. And also to all the individuals who have been making donations to the organization. That is from our guest today, Sarah Musa. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, we'll play some more music for you. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Jalimadi, Brikama, Boyo,
Vivaldunia, Vivaldunia,
and if you're on the beat,
Danina Lila Nandun Dejam Falana, Itale Wulu Night, Telen Nafemo Betina, Manju Twila Nine, and a Mambalana, Naduta Fomo, Bebo Taida Maleka Fonyana, Itale Wulu, Ejikabato Dina, Ningakuja Oke, Ikonya Fatanina. Nasula Fengal, Naya Bedina, Enin Kanomi, Tana Fonka Funyon Yaka Bona, what a doy Dundanita Tiamana, Nelta Sona, can you feel no me feel? Don't let a talon, Nangabaljele, Mille, Timol Fai, Dolbe Tacona, Dolbe Bulo, Cosile Italia, Wolbe Dona, Dolca Patamin, Taki, Dingola Pola, and Netalona, is a Duniala, Duniaka, Baman and Sana, and in Tone and Etekan, and Daji Kone and Etabana, Walana Niki, Kanom Pisalta, Kauraka, Buena.
Lafta kela dunia le diandi bulu koko sito. I wanna buy you cars. Ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams. Kakodo sami yeko lo sito. Wala kambula nyin dunia be mirarola kwa nyamato. Sali ala nemuna nankanya bibitol kam koko mkoto. Musiko kabilo jo. Musiko kadomandingo dumpo soto. Motivation all at na fong futata nyin lebulo to. Nalo na fosti chati. Suko na karambu moto. Afolo le nkumo farae. Hakilo kensondo moto. Anene mambatandi barandi. Wala kija faranda. Tele nkarandi fengo la imuka mil karandi karambu moto. Ninga kukela ya mfama. Na kana kamfama. Will ever stay true to you. Nte jamfa siti le kamanganyi monsol. Minke kono tonga duno min lai kunto. E di mingwa mima tinto. Ni kamfata se ponto.
Atemiye kanu biri mangunuma, biri ngunuma ta animbiri tamata. Sae kwe kaburle kanyine bala. Ah, muna ete nila tita robe mamsenke bae. Nunga lono moka lono. Wata kanye batu fae fa, yena animisa. Mama, mama.
Oh my God.
God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
You're listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. That's our email address, africanbeat@voanews.com. Mutupu is our next piece, and it's done for us by Gentile of Zimbabwe. And right after that, Bakasso by Ja Verite of Burkina Faso. And Ifunanya by Peace Choir. This is all, but it's interesting and it's beautiful. But now, let's take Mutupu, the sound of Gentile from Zimbabwe.
Vana hove muri, ko, ana vuhu muri, nemi vana kamba.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Yeah. This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African Beat with David Vandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Beautiful music by P Square of Nigeria, and before that, Bakasso by Ja Verity of Burkina Faso, and Mutupu by Jantal of Zimbabwe. Beautiful music. The African Beat on the Voice of America.
Young people on the beat.
Fucking lad. Sugar Martin.
Woo!
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
Tell them, tell them not to get so much chance. say God no dey bang for.
Trust in Jah and the Savior. So if you fall 7 times, you go rise 7 times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be like you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you sit down for land for food in this business? Cause when I get to land, God let it taste. Watch there is light, there is hope for all, my brother. God know the bank food. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? So God know the bang food. Wow. So they can't be sure they go. Bam, bam. Never look up to God. Oh. He not go ever let you so. Bam, bam. In what night, in what do. Oh. God know the good so cause, so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get it ready for solve up. But talk to God not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent. Why you see your full and full food in this? Cause when I get to land, God let it taste. Watch, there is light, there is hope for all, my brother. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang food.
Drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And a big thank you to my guest, Sarah Musa, for stepping up into our VOA studios today to talk about her non-profit organization and her school in the Gambia. Once again, thank you and thanks to your parents. Well, with all of that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. As I leave you now with Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
It's Blanche Bailey.
papa.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.